In Pakistan, a blasphemy case that drew international condemnation has been resolved. Today, a judge dismissed charges against a 14-year-old Christian girl named Rimsha Massey. Still, human rights workers say they're alarmed by the increasing number of blasphemy cases in Pakistan, 27 so far this year. Often there is little or no evidence to back up the accusations. Many see the country's growing use of the strict laws as a way of persecuting religious minorities. NPR's Jackie Northam tells us more from Islamabad.
It's 7:30 on a cool autumn morning, and hundreds of schoolgirls dressed in blue and white uniforms, many wearing veils, file into the Farooqi Girls High School. The four-story whitewashed school sits just off a narrow, congested street in an older section of Lahore, a vibrant city in eastern Pakistan. Getting back to class is a welcome return to normalcy for the students and the teachers. Late last month, the school was attacked after a teacher was accused of writing insulting comments about the Islamic prophet Muhammad in a student's notebook, something the teachers here vehemently dispute. Her accuser was a vice principal from a nearby religious school or madrasa. On the night of October 30th, an angry and violent mob formed outside the Farooqi school. Shiraz Shuja, the school administrator, was inside, along with the principal and some teachers.
We heard a loud knock at our door, and they were trying to break the door. They were pushing it hard, so we went on the top floor. Then they broke into the building. Hundreds of people, they looted and burned everything. We were very afraid. If they had got hold of us, they would have killed us.
The police arrested the 77-year-old principal. The teacher accused of blasphemy is in hiding in fear for her life. Under Pakistan's stringent blasphemy laws, it takes only one accusation, with little or no evidence, to lead to an arrest. The laws date back to colonial times, but were strengthened under President Zia-ul-Haq during the 1980s, making it a capital offense to insult the Prophet Muhammad or the Holy Quran, although no one to date has been executed for blasphemy. The laws do not clearly define what insult means. This gives a wide berth to Islamist extremists who have been increasingly using the laws to further their religious goals, says Joseph Francis, director of the Center for Legal Aid Assistance and Settlement, which helps Christians accused of blasphemy.
Extremists have been able to exploit the situation. Pakistan is under attack from militants trying to introduce their version of Islam and creating intolerance against minorities. The blasphemy law is one of the instruments they can use.
Francis says Shiite Muslims, Hindus, Christians, and other minorities are being increasingly targeted. He says the accused, their family, and community often face vigilante justice.
Christians pe jo charges lagte hain uske ek bande pe.
If one person is accused, the entire community is punished. In one case, six people were burnt alive and 147 houses burned down. Many people have to go into hiding. They cannot lead a normal life.
Francis points to the case of Rimsha Massey, the 14-year-old Christian girl whose case was dismissed today. She was accused by a local mosque leader of burning pages of a book used to teach children about the Quran. Medical examiners say Rimsha is about 14 years old, but has the mental capacity of a much younger child. After she was accused, violent mobs forced the exodus of hundreds of other Christians from the slum neighborhood where Rimsha lived. In a twist, her accuser was arrested for planting evidence against her. In a television interview, he said he wanted to drive the Christians from the area. I.A. Raymond, the Secretary General of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, says often charges of blasphemy have nothing to do with insulting the Prophet or the Quran.
Our finding is that blasphemy cases are initiated in a large number of cases to settle personal scores, to settle economic competition issues, to settle sectarian differences.
Raymond says it's likely to continue because the government won't tackle Islamic extremism.
The government is not in a position to take on the militants straight on. It is weak, you see. And the extreme wave of intolerance has sympathizers and supporters across the board in Pakistan.
Pakistan's politicians may take warning from what happened to Salman Taseer, the former governor of Punjab, who was gunned down last year after suggesting the blasphemy laws be reviewed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.